your host, Ben Korn.
During the break, we were just talking about what is value.
And Chris Welter.
No, we're talking about what's the most valuable player mean.
Really? That's what we were talking about the whole time?
This segment is called Fantasy MVPs of the First Month.
Wow. I thought we were just talking about value picks.
And now, Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Is that your porn name?
Tory Hunter.
Because you hunt the ladies?
Fantasy Baseball Weekly. We are here live and in studio. Chris Welter, Ben Korn. Today is May 10th, 2015. I am excited. My fantasy team is killing it. Actually, no, they're actually having a rough week, so it's difficult for me. But Chris is having a nice week because he's got Yasmani Grandal. He's had a real nice week.
I've got him in many, many leagues, yes.
Wow.
Hey, shout out to Max Bauer for giving it to you this week in fantasy.
Screw you, Max Bauer. You can die, and I'll be okay with that.
Wow.
You know who else is having a nice week? Bryce Harper.
Yes.
I'm excited about that. We've got a lot to talk about in this episode, whether it be the bust, like Andrew McCutchen, Adrian Beltre, guys that are sitting on our team, just kind of taking a dump, or whether it be guys that are killing it. Torrey Hunter, Bryce Harper, Matt Carpenter. What's going on with Matt Carpenter? I don't even know.
Yes.
A lot going on this episode, so let's get it started. But first, the news.
Are you guys ready for the news with Chris Welter? Well, here it is. Take it away, Chris.
Dylan G hit the DL, and the Mets will call up highly touted prospect Noah Syndergaard. Look for him to start Tuesday against the Cubs. Matt Carpenter has been playing a little too hard lately, missing his third consecutive game with extreme fatigue.
What?
Yasiel Puig had a setback with his hamstring and will be reevaluated. Bryce Harper may finally be having his MVP season. He has hit 6 home runs in his last 3 games.
Wow.
David Price tweaked his hamstring but is expected to make his next start. Drew Smyly will miss the remainder of the season with a torn labrum. That's great news for anyone with hitters in the AL East.
Drew Smyly not being around is good news for hitters. What's going on here, Chris?
Just all the hitters in the AL East are attractive because there's no pitching in that division.
Well, is Drew Smyly really that good of a pitcher?
He was developing into a very, very good pitcher, yes.
I mean, I've always enjoyed Drew Smyly. I think he's, I had him, I think, 3 years ago on one of my teams, and he was one of my prospects to watch.
He was a young buck back then. Yeah. He's a mature man now.
Now he's an old man that can't seem to throw any heat.
Yeah, he's got a torn labrum. No, he started the season really, really well.
No, he's done well this year. He's done very well, so that is kind of sad. Especially for old Tampa Bay. They just keep losing pitchers. Like,
yeah, I mean,
job.
They were going to suck anyway, so it probably doesn't matter for Tampa Bay. But, yeah, just in general, you know, if you have a bunch of Red Sox, if you have a bunch of Blue Jays, it's just great that they're going to be going against minor league pitchers for the rest of the season.
Nice. What's up with this guy, Noah Syndergaard, my buddy out in Worcester?
Oh, yeah.
Was telling me that Noah Syndergaard's Beckett cost of his baseball card was going through the roof. Which, if you're familiar with Beckett,
I'm not.
Sounds like you need to do more baseball card collecting.
Do we? Do we, though?
I would recommend, yeah. I mean, it's something that was big back in the 90s. But for those fantasy people, let me just let you in on a little secret. If you watch the Beckett in terms of how the baseball cards, the rookie cards, how they rise, that means that Noah Syndergaard, if his card is on the rise, that means he's on the rise.
No, that's terrible advice.
You're not going with the Beckett theory?
Don't follow that method. Let's stay with sabermetric stats.
Okay,
all right?
Fine. But so this guy in Worcester was talking about Noah Syndergaard back in the day because his Beckett was rising. I thought about picking him up.
He is worth a pickup, and we're going to talk a lot about him this show. He's our player profile. But yeah, he is the number 10 overall ranked prospect on MLB.com. So he's a big deal, and he's coming up, and you have to think if he comes up, he's going to be here to stay. I don't think that they would bring him up just for a spot start.
What do you think? You think he's better than Carlos Rodon?
Wow, that's a tough question. For this season, I'd say yes, just because Carlos Rodon does not have a rotation spot. He's probably going to pitch out of the bullpen, so he doesn't have that fantasy value. But in the long run, I actually like Carlos Rodon a little bit better.
Oh, interesting.
Better off-speed stuff from Rodon.
Yeah, I mean, that Rodon's doing the whole Chris Sale thing of hanging around in the bullpen, not being really fantasy-worthy for probably a year. for those of you that picked up Carlos Rodon, he's probably not going to start again after his start yesterday, just because his spot is being filled again. But
right, it's the safe play. A lot of teams have done it, but it's definitely frustrating for fantasy owners. Yeah,
Matt Carpenter, why is this guy just sitting on the bench for three games? I've been playing him in my daily. He's been winning me a ton of money. And
he's
now
been a beast. Yeah, I don't know what extreme fatigue exactly is. It sounds like he probably just has the flu.
Sounds like he just needs to. I mean, he's only batting four times a game. This goes back to the whole Clay Buchholz issue where he was like, "I lost 10 pounds throwing a pitch." It's like, come on, you're a baseball player. You're barely running out there. You're not getting extreme fatigue. There's something else going on with Matt Carpenter, right?
Yeah, it could be personal matters. I don't know. Who knows? But
I mean, between Matt Carpenter and Yasiel Puig, there's some weird conspiracy things going on.
Now you have me interested, Ben.
Yeah?
Let's talk Yasiel Puig. I don't know what's up with Matt Carpenter.
Okay.
But Yasiel Puig, yeah, another setback with his hamstring.
This hamstring with
air quotes flying all over the room here. I don't know. I think I'm the only one saying it, but I really think that this court case that he's involved with is a big deal, and they're just not talking about it. That's my guess as to why he keeps missing time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it because of my boy Andre Ethier.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll evaluate his week later in tracking Ben.
Well, he didn't do as well as Torrey Hunter.
Yes. I'll just sneak preview. Andre Ethier sucks.
I'm going to pretend like you didn't just say that to me. You know, who else sucks? Bryce David Price.
Oh, what? That was confusing. I thought you were going to say Bryce Harper. Do you want to talk about Bryce Harper or David Price?
One of the two, yeah.
All right, let's go with Bryce Harper.
Okay.
He's just a beast.
But he doesn't suck.
No, Bryce Harper is amazing. And, you know, people may be getting too excited. He could just be having a hot week. But, I don't know, I really like his swings right now. He just looks great swinging the bat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody was talking about he's the most overrated player. He's not the most overrated player right now.
No, 6 home runs in 3 games. Do that math. That's 2 home runs a game he's averaging the past 3 games.
Even though for some reason he never hits the home runs when I start him in my daily team. So me and Bryce Harper are not big fans of one another.
Well, he's a big fan for everybody else. Anyway.
Okay. And David Price, I don't think he's very good anymore. You seem to think that David Price is still an ace.
He's absolutely an ace. Yeah, he had a little bit of bad luck. He was covering behind the home plate on sort of the throw from the outfield, which is a typical move, defensive move for the pitcher. And the ump had thrown the bat right where he wanted to go. So David Price stepped on the bat, slipped on the bat, and tweaked his hamstring. They say he's going to make his next start, but I would definitely be a little worried.
Any update on Steven Strasburg? It sounds like Strasburg's going to be ready for his next start. I thought Strasburg might be done for the year. Do you have anything on him?
I don't. I mean, he went to a chiropractor. It's literally the first time I've ever heard a chiropractor brought up as something that's going to help these baseball
players. Maybe it helps. I hear he's drinking Body Armor Super Drink. That's what I hear.
I thought that. No, I don't think he is.
Okay.
But yeah, he's going to make his next start. I would, if you can, I'd probably bench him, honestly.
I mean, I'm tempted to drop him on the year. I think he's done.
No, I don't know about that. You can trade him to me.
That's a Ben Korn hot take. Steven Strasburg. Done.
Just don't go trading away Steven Strasburg.
Okay, that's what Chris
tells
you.
We're here to give advice, Ben. What are you helping people?
I'm helping them by telling them get rid of Strasburg now. Sell him high.
Terrible.
People still like Strasburg. Yasmani Grandal.
Yeah, another breakout.
You seem to like this guy. He finally paid off this week with 8 RBIs in one game.
Yeah, 8 RBIs. He hit 2 home runs in that game. He had a 3rd home run this week. Yeah, he's on fire. And look, he was a breakout candidate at the start of the season, so this is not a big shocker. He actually might be available in some leagues. None of the leagues I'm in, but he might be available in some leagues. I would rush out to pick him up.
I'd say he's 73% owned in Yahoo leagues.
Wow. He's out there in some leagues, yeah.
Like in our league, didn't get drafted until, last rounds. What do you think? Do you think you'd rather have Yasmani Grandal than Russell Martin?
Ooh, Russell Martin's hot. That's a tough one. I would take Russell Martin there.
Just a quick look at their stats. Grandal had 4 runs, 2 doubles, 3 home runs, and 11 RBIs this past week. Russell Martin had 7 runs, 3 doubles, 3 home runs, 5 RBIs, and a steal. So that's a tough line.
Yeah, I don't know about Russell Martin.
What about Steven Vogt? You like
Oh yeah, see there, I'll take Grandal. I think Vogt's a little bit of a flash in the pan here.
I mean, Vogt's been coming up.
I mean, look,
we did a player profile on him.
Yasmani Grandal was the main chip coming back in the Matt Kemp deal. So clearly the Dodgers love him. They saw some big breakout potential, and I think it's happening right now.
Steven Vogt, 3 home runs, 9 RBIs, a double, and 4 runs last week, and that was a down week for Steven Vogt.
And he's on fire. I don't quite believe it.
Evan Gattis?
I'd still take Evan Gattis there. Wow, I thought it was higher on Yasmani Grandal.
Yeah, that's what, see, this is why we do these name games, so you can kind of play around with it. So then, I imagine he's not better than Buster Posey.
No. I still think Grandal's in the top 10.
Okay.
Which
Carlos makes, Perez?
See there, yeah, absolutely go Grandal.
I don't know. I mean, this is Carlos Perez. We might talk about him in a little bit. He's my new favorite player.
Well, I don't think he's worth mentioning.
Chris Iannetta?
No. Wait, you jumped to the opposite end of the list. Grandal. Grandal way over Iannetta.
Wow. That was informative. Thank you, Chris.
Go pick up Grandal. That's what I'm saying.
The Player Profile on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
This week's player profile is Noah Syndergaard. Oh, it's Gard. It's got 2 A's in there, so it's kind of Gard. Syndergaard.
Noah Syndergaard.
I never noticed that, Ben.
Yeah, I guess we should probably just get back to the player profile, though.
Okay, sorry. I'm just saying he should probably be on the Pirates. That'd be a better move. Drafted 38th overall by the Blue Jays in 2010, he entered this season as the number 10 overall prospect and has done nothing to disprove that ranking. Posting a 1.82 ERA and a whip under 1 with a strikeout per 9 over 10, he could be a fantasy stud right away for the Mets. Luckily, he's a 2-start pitcher this week, and that makes him a must-add in all formats. He is at the Cubs and home against Milwaukee.
This is producer Rick, and you're listening to Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Welcome back to Fantasy Baseball Weekly. We are still joined by Chris Welter. I'm Ben Korn.
Whoa. Stop talking like this is elevator music.
So we are having a really nice day today.
Need to be entertaining, Ben.
But what about if we talk in this very under control manner? I think people will listen to what we have to say a little bit more.
We just lost listeners. They're bailing out as you talk.
All right, well then, let's talk like this.
He's back.
All right, we're talking busts right now, okay? Who are the guys that are really pissing you off on your fantasy baseball team? There's plenty of them out there. You know, some guys are doing well. We've mentioned the Jake Mariznicks of the world, but not everybody is doing well. I mean, I have a guy on my fantasy baseball team named Adrian Beltre, who's kind of the pain in my tuchus. What's the deal, Chris? Is Adrian Beltre going to be a pain in my tuchus all year long?
Yeah, this is about the part of the season when you can start to decipher if something's a trend.
That they actually suck?
If it's a trend or if it's a fluke. So let's talk some of these big names here. Adrian Beltre, you know, I am only slightly worried about him.
I mean, he seems to be coming back a little bit this week.
Yeah, a lot of these struggling stars have had a good week, actually. Adrian Beltre has a BABIP of 238. He's a career 300 BABIP, so you expect his average to climb a little bit. Ultimately, he's actually making more contact than usual. Both his strikeout and his walk rates are down, so he's just hitting the ball. So if your BABIP's low and you're hitting the ball more, you're going to have a low average. So I really expect his average to come back up. I am slightly concerned with him, though, because his line drive rate, which is basically how hard you hit the ball, is at an all-time low. So
to put in perspective, Hanley Ramirez having an all-time high line
drive. Oh, yeah? Where's he at?
I don't know. I made that
up. Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure that is a correct fact.
Sure.
We can look that up later in the show.
Well, that's good. That's what we're here to do for you, listeners. We make up statistics.
Well, as I say, listen to Chris's statistics. Don't listen to Ben's statistics.
So, ultimately, I'm only slightly concerned about Adrian Beltre. He's aging, so, you know, you just hope his line drive rate comes back up a little bit.
Andrew McCutchen?
Yeah, he's the biggest star on this list. Top 5 pick for most people. Luckily, he has had a very good past couple days. And again, he's a guy that just has a low BABIP. His BABIP is 241, and he actually, the past 3 seasons, is above 350 BABIP.
Wow, okay.
That is
superstar.
Because
he's got some speed, you know.
Yes, he is speedy, and he's just a great hitter. I mean, that's just a superstar. With McCutchen, really, the worry has been his injured knee, which he has very much downplayed. But when he's only had two steal attempts this season, clearly the knee is bothering him. So as long as he starts to hit, I'm not that worried. But don't expect the steals to come, because he might have to sort of just not steal this season.
And in terms of the steals, I mean, that's a big reason why he gets drafted so high. So that's actually kind of big news.
Yeah, it could hurt you. If you're in a league where you want those steals, you need to go find them elsewhere, because I don't expect those to come back.
Robinson Cano, everybody said that even last year he was way down, but he was still one of the best second basemen in fantasy. Not so far this year.
No, and he really has not found a groove at all. His actual BABIP is 306 right now.
I mean, that's not bad.
No, his career is 323, so it's not that. The rest of his statistics are kind of in line here. His line drive rate, his ground ball, his fly ball percentage are all pretty much where they were last year. So I had to dig a little deeper to really find out what was going on with him. And for whatever reason, he's spraying the ball differently. He's hitting it to different parts of the field. His opposite field hits are down 12%, and his center field hits are up 12%. So I think if he can correct that and just start to hit the ball the other way, the hits will fall for him a little bit more. Promising statistic from Robinson Cano, his hard hit percentage is the highest of his career at 39%.
Okay.
So he's smacking the ball. He's just hitting it to center field, unfortunately, and he should be hitting it the other way.
And that's where the best defenders are at, just grabbing
all
those.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Hey, I'm glad you realize that I bring something to the table.
Ben, you're bringing big-time info.
You're welcome, Victor Martinez. I've never been a big fan of this guy. Everybody else seems to like him. What are you thinking? You think that finally I'm right?
No, you know, he's another one like McCutcheon that has had some knee problems. He's had about 15 knee surgeries, Victor Martinez, that is. So I am a little worried about Victor. His BABIP is at 256, so that's going to come up. And all the other all of his other sabermetric statistics are pretty much in line with his career. The one big worry with Victor Martinez, right now he's batting 162 he's a switch hitter, and he's batting 162 as a right-handed hitter. And now he's batting 462 as a left-handed hitter.
Okay.
So unfortunately he's going to face a lot more righties, and I do worry that it's something to do with his knees. You know, like maybe, and this is kind of a pure guess, but maybe he can't plant off of his knee as well. So when he's trying to swing as a righty, he just can't do it. I don't know, but that is a big discrepancy, 162 to 462. So I am a little worried about Victor Martinez.
Maybe we tell him not to switch hit anymore and just bat left all the time.
Yeah, well, guys like Shane Victorino would tell you that is going to fail.
Okay. Well, let's get into somebody that's really dear to my heart.
Okay. Your mom?
Chris Bryant.
Oh, gotcha.
Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Hey, happy Mother's Day.
Chris Bryant, I know that he could be on this list. I would make the case that Chris Bryant is not a bust.
Okay, so there's a reason. I hear where you're going this. There's a reason I threw him on this list.
Okay.
It's because of where he was drafted.
Oh, boy.
You're drafting
him. It's all about draft position.
Yes, that's how it works. That's how you figure out value. You're drafting him 75th overall, which I think is where he went in most leagues. You need him to do better than he's doing now.
So his original rank for the year was like pick number 80, I think was right about where he averaged. So far this season, he's averaging 183. Yeah. So you are correct in that he's not performing. But, I mean, you look at his line, 276 average, 17 RBIs. He does have a dong now. Six doubles.
How big was that dong, Ben?
It went pretty far.
Oh.
So it's a long dong.
Was the trajectory upward in that dong?
It was crooked.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, hard left.
It was a hard
leftward
lean.
Slant.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
But yeah, Chris Bryant, I mean, he's a bust, but when you look at like Andrew McCutcheon or you look at Adrian Beltre, I don't think he's busting as hard as those guys.
So his dong is not busting?
Control yourself, Chris Wilder.
No, I...
yes, this is an explicit program, but control yourself.
They're all G-rated words we're using. Chris Bryant, yeah, I'm not too worried about him. I'm losing it a little bit here. No, I'm not too worried. Yeah, the main reason I'm not worried about Chris Bryant, I just wanted to put him on this list because it's interesting, but he's walking an insane amount. Because his on-base percentage is like 450 or something like that. And he didn't even do that really in the minors. So it's almost like a new skill that he's showing off. Ultimately, it's probably because they're not pitching him. He's batting cleanup, and they're probably pitching around him.
Well, and a new thing to keep an eye on with Chris Bryant is the Cubs are moving him up to second in the batting
order. I love that idea.
Mookie Betts, another guy that seems to make it on your bust list just because you don't like how high he was drafted. But, again, you look at Mookie Betts' statistics, and he was drafted around 75. Or excuse me, he was drafted around 58, and he's performing about 75. So he's a little light compared to where he was drafted. But, I mean, Mookie Betts, the average is in there, but nobody on the Red Sox has a good average. 242. He's got 5 stolen bases, 18 RBIs, 5 home runs, including a double dip when they needed him the most this past week. 8 doubles, 17 runs. I'd take Mookie Betts with those numbers.
I agree. I can't hate on Mookie Betts. I do think he went too high, and it was very risky, but so far he's actually paying off. And ultimately, his BABIP's 245, so if the average comes up, like you said, all the other numbers are in line. Mookie's doing just fine. I'll remove him from this bust list here.
And just to give you a little bit of perspective on, you know, who's really busting, because there's some guys out there. So I don't know if you remember this, Chris. I was talking about this guy, Nick Ahmed.
Yep.
So Nick Ahmed is from Western Mass. Everyone in Western Mass is like so stoked that Nick Ahmed, you know, is in the pros and he's kind of killing it. Well, he's not killing it, but he's made it to the major
leagues. He's there. He swings the bat.
Yeah, he swings the bat. Nick Ahmed is the second worst player in fantasy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Ranked 1,691. Nick Ahmed's batting .137 with 4 runs.
That's brutal.
Luckily, he's got good defense.
Why is Arizona playing him? They keep playing
because
him.
He's got good defense. That's all he can bring to the table. Some guys, we talked about Chris Iannetta. Chris Iannetta is the only person worse than Nick Ahmed.
Why are you bringing up these terrible players?
I'm just letting people know that, like, stay away from these guys.
Nobody has them on the radar.
All right, so somebody that is on people's radar that's performing not very well, Devin Mesoraco.
Well, he hasn't played at all. He hasn't played.
But when he did, he was 2-for-30. And he is back playing. He's just batting DH now for the Reds.
The handling of that situation makes no sense. He's been basically on the DL for the past 3 weeks, but they haven't placed him on the DL. That sucks for you, fantasy owners.
For those looking for Blake Swihart,
he could be a nice pickup.
2-for-22 so far.
Ouch.
Nice work, Blake.
One more guy I want to talk about, Corey Kluber. People are getting a little worried about him. He's got an ERA over 5 at the moment. This is your AL Cy Young winner last year.
Wow.
It's basically bad luck. So, you know, his BABIP right now is 364, which is very high. He actually has a high career BABIP anyway. His career BABIP is 329. But in general, he is just having bad luck. His FIP and XFIP are both around 320, which is basically his projected ERA independent fielding, excuse me. So expect Corey Kluber to get back on track here real soon.
Yeah, I'm okay with just not being involved with the Cleveland Indians pitching staff any longer.
Oh, I'm all... Why, are you worried about Trevor Bauer?
I'm just worried about every single person that I picked up. I think they all suck.
Zach McAllister's still out there.
Yeah, and I think that you should stay away from Zach McAllister. That's your job. But let's remember, Chrissy, you recommended that people pick Zach McAllister last week. What did Zach McAllister do last week? Did he even play? Is he even playing at all?
He was a great long relief. If you need a long relief guy, go
now,
grab him.
You realize you're doing a fantasy baseball podcast, and it doesn't matter if you're doing weekly or daily. Long relievers don't get any statistics that are worth anything.
Okay, fair enough. You know what? Fine, Ben. I admit it. I was way too high on Zach McAllister. I take it back. Don't pick him up, people. How about that? Don't do it.
Sarah Coop with the scoop.
Joy sitting in for Sarah Coop this week. While everyone is talking about deflated balls, I have a story about Lou Gehrig's bat. A bat once used by Lou Gehrig in a major league game has been found in a New York family home. They had been keeping the bat next to their bed for protection, unknowing that it was once used by one of the greatest baseball players of all time. The bat is now going to auction and expected to earn the family $20,000. The things I could do with $20,000. I think I could join a gym, maybe buy some clothes.
Hey, it's Chris Welter. don't tell Ben, but I took over Fantasy Baseball Weekly online. For the latest news and streaming pitchers, hit us up on Twitter at FantasyBBWeekly. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Fantasy Baseball Weekly, the best fantasy baseball podcast out there. I'm joined by Chris Welter and special guest Joy. Sadly, we had to interrupt Fantasy Baseball Weekly for an intervention.
Why?
Joy has been telling me that you've been taking baseball to new levels. We know that you like to sit in front of the TV with your computer looking at fantasy baseball.
All the time. Mouse in one hand, beer in the other, laptop on my lap.
And that is fine. I think everyone who listens to this podcast appreciates that. But it has gotten to this level for Joy that she thinks you're going too far. Joy, tell him what you feel.
So things are starting to go to more of an extreme level with his fantasy baseball and baseball love in general. Chris is starting to see baseball players wherever we go. I relate it to being in a desert and seeing a mirage. Chris is seeing baseball players.
No. I actually saw them, though. I saw them there.
Keep going,
but
Joy.
Wasn't really them.
Yeah, no, they were there. They were partying
with
us.
No, it wasn't really them.
We saw Mike Napoli and we saw Brett Gardner.
Are you willing to take this moment right now and let everyone know you have a problem?
Not at all. I hung out with Mike Napoli and Brett Gardner last night. You know Napoli likes to tear up the town.
I'm sorry, Joy. We can't help him. So, Chris, I guess you just love fantasy baseball that much that, sorry, Joy, he just, you know, you have to just...
You can't hold me back!
You can't hold him down! So, I had an issue this past week where I felt like this term hot take has come up a lot recently. It's the new hot term.
Okay, hot term, hot takes.
So, I got a hot take on hot takes.
Okay, what do you got, BK?
Screw hot takes! Why do people got to have a hot take? Why can't they just say I have an opinion? Why they got to say I got a hot take?
You led the segment is called Hot Takes.
Yeah, but I mean, I want to be part of it because I want to be cool.
Okay.
But why can't we just call this segment I have an opinion, Chris? Why do I got to say I got a hot take?
So your hot take of the week is that you dislike hot takes.
Well, this isn't even my hot take. This is just me making an opinion about hot takes.
Is this like you claiming Hanley Ramirez was your MVP last week and then telling us how much you hated him?
I am a confusing person, Chris.
Yeah. And you're supposed to be the host, so imagine how I'm doing over here.
Yeah, no, it's a difficult world that you live in, and I appreciate you for who you are.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. So do you...
So you'll admit that we hung out with Mike Napoli last night?
Yes, I will admit that.
Yes!
He was definitely Mike Napoli. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for him to take his shirt off. Hello! So, anywho, hot take. Chris, I know that that you have a pretty intense hot take about starting players that are very bad, i.e. Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah, I had a little revelation thanks to my good friend Juice. Last week, I was texting with him a little bit, and he was yelling at me, telling me that I need to bench Andrew McCutchen. And I hadn't done it all season. I just stuck him in the lineup, even though he's batting under 200. And it was just me being stubborn. I realized, yeah, you got to bench your stars when they're terrible. So I just wanted to throw a little advice to the fantasy listeners out there, thanks to Juice. If you have a struggling star, don't be afraid to bench him for a day. You know, the worst you do is miss out on one good day, and then you can get him back in your lineup.
That's really great advice, Chris. Thank you.
And I also want to thank Juice for cutting his hair. He had some flowing locks there, and then I just thought it was ironic that he was giving me advice on Andrew McCutchen, who's also chopping off the locks.
Do you think that chopping off the locks is the reason why McCutchen is struggling?
I do wonder, man. He had dreadlocks. It was probably a good 5 pounds of hair he cut off.
Yeah, he's running a little too fast,
yeah.
So he doesn't trust himself, and that's why he's not stealing anymore.
Exactly.
So anyways, my hot take, which is going to be even better than what you just did,
okay,
is about the Cleveland Indians pitching staff. All right, listen up, Cleveland Indians pitching staff. You're the worst. TJ House, I drafted you. I drafted you pretty high. Your rank right now on Yahoo Rankings, 1696. You have 7 Ks in 13 innings with a 13.15 earned run average. Are you crazy? Bruce Chen? Somehow you got started before Zach McAllister, which is also horrible. Bruce Chen, you pitched 4 innings, had 3 strikeouts, earned run average of 13.50. Another loss. The saves guy for the Cleveland Indians, Cody Allen, he's supposed to be good, right?
Yeah, he's solid.
10 innings pitched. 4 saves, 15 Ks. I mean, he's getting the strikeouts. 9 earned run average.
Ooh, that's rough.
You know, you look at Corey Kluber. We talked about him earlier on this podcast. He's supposed to be the best. Drafted 33rd overall. Right now at 11.26 on Yahoo. He's getting the strikeouts, 46 out of 44 innings. But his earned run average is over 5. Whips almost 1.4. He has no wins yet. Zach McAllister, he's bad too. He's getting the Ks. He's got 19 innings pitched, 22 Ks. Actually, only a 3.66 earned run average, but no wins. Somehow has a hold. I don't know how Zach McAllister got a hold.
That long relief hold.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I love those long relievers.
That's my new strategy. Stock up on long relievers.
Just everybody on this pitching staff. Trevor Bauer, I drafted him really high. He's not bringing it. 4.19 earned run average. Carlos Carrasco, this guy was supposed to be the next big thing. No, he's not the next big thing. He's getting the strikeouts, but 4.71 earned run average. I mean, everybody thought the Cleveland Indians was going to win the World Series because of this pitching staff. What's going on, Chris? They suck! And that's my hot take for the day.
That was hot.
Woo!
It's the Fantasy Game of the Week.
This week's Fantasy Game of the Week is New York Mets versus Chicago Cubs in Chicago on Tuesday, May 12th. The youth is loose. Noah Syndergaard makes his start for the New York Mets with Dylan Gee going on the DL. The young flamethrower takes on the youth of Chicago with Chris Bryant and Addison Russell waiting in Wrigley Field. Jake Arrieta starts for the Cubs, who are looking to prove that they are better than that 500 record. Mets-Cubs, Tuesday the 12th, is this week's Fantasy Game of the Week.
Hey guys, it's Franny. How do you start your day? Because I start mine with some coffee and Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Welcome back to Fantasy Baseball Weekly. Ben Korn, Chris Welter, thank you so much. You can find us on Twitter at FantasyBBWeekly. That's an at sign in front of FantasyBBWeekly. This, Chris, is our favorite part of the show, and I think most of our listeners' favorite part of the show, because this is where we take ownership of right and wrong picks. You know, every week we track Chris, and I kind of got a little jealous, so now we track Ben. Pretty soon we might be tracking Joy.
Maybe.
Because she seems to know about Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, she's going to pick Peyton Manning a lot.
Yeah, she might just pick Peyton Manning. So let's just track you and track me.
Okay, sounds good. And we're trying to help people here.
Yeah, we're trying to help people. This is kind of a nice segment for people. And we've heard on Twitter that people like it because it gives you not the Paul Goldschmidt. We're not telling you to start Paul Goldschmidt, who is Yahoo's number one ranked player so far this year. But we're telling you to start guys that are not well known, guys that you can kind of pick up off the waiver wires, guys that can be your spot starters, can be your, you know, struggling bust player, start for those players.
They can help your team pop a little bit.
Yeah, give you a little pop.
Give you a little bit of that juice you need.
Be that Carlos Correa that every team needs.
Sure. Weird analogy because he hasn't played a single game yet.
But he could be the juice, like the Sean Juice that you need.
Yes.
So, anywho, Chris, let's
take did I do, Ben?
Let's take a step back and look at Chris Welter, tracking Chris. Yasmani Tomas was your batter of the week. I felt like he did well. Batted .286,
mm-hmm.
4 runs, 3 RBIs, and had a steal, which you didn't think you'd get much from the stealing. From
he's
Tomas.
Got a big old booty, so I don't think he's going to be stealing much more.
It was fun to watch him.
But again, he's third base eligible, so he did all right.
Plus, that offense for the Arizona Diamondbacks, keep an eye on them because they are actually starting to play a little bit better.
Yeah.
Whether it be Trumbo, whether it be Goldschmidt, whether it be Mr. Pollock, they're all playing very well.
So how did I do, Ben? What's my grade?
Your grade for Yasmani Tomas is a B-.
Okay.
I think maybe even a B.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, maybe a B+.
Wow, I'll just keep talking. It'll keep going up.
Let's just say a B then.
Okay.
Justin Masterson was your pitcher.
Oh, no.
4.1 innings pitched.
Yikes.
4 earned runnings and 6 walks and 1 K. So his K to walk ratio was 0.01.
0.0 terrible. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was really bad. So Justin Masterton, I think I'm going to have to give you an F.
Yeah, no, I'll take that F.
So something just to keep in mind when following Chris's advice, there's a chance it might blow up in your face.
I'm really going for 50%. If I give you 50% good picks, it could work.
Is it possible, Chris, that we can tell you to stop picking Boston Red Sox pitchers?
Yeah, that's definitely... I think that might help a little bit. I'm done with them. Because they've been the worst pitching staff ERA for about 3 weeks now. So I'm going to stop picking them. But, okay, so 50-50 last week, right?
So 50%. I would say you're 50-50, sure.
Yeah, I'll take that.
This is the most important thing we can do for our listeners. We are tracking Chris Walter's fantasy baseball picks, not his sleeping habits.
So we got some new names for you here. Let's start off with Chris Colabello, just got called up for Toronto. Now, I don't love him long-term, but I just want to read off some statistics. In April of last year, he was the hottest hitter in baseball. He batted 300, he had 3 home runs, he had 27 RBIs and 11 runs. So I don't think he's going to win you your league, but he could be great for a couple weeks, especially in Toronto. That's a good hitter's ballpark.
Strikes out a lot, so watch out if you have strikeout issues.
He's streaky, so he could be hot streak, and it could spark your team this week. Also, Kenys Vargas is starting to heat up a little bit on the Minnesota Twins. I would keep an eye on him. He's a power hitter. And last hitter I have here, Chris Davis, who really stumbled out of the gate this year.
You're not talking about the Baltimore Chris Davis.
No, we're talking about Chris with a K. Basically, that's how
K-ris,
usually
I like
girls spell it. Mm-hmm. But we'll let him slide on that fact because he's 7 for his last
he's
8.
He's a manly man.
7 for his last 8. I think he's breaking out of his slump, and he's available in a lot of leagues.
In terms of pitcher, anybody that you want to recommend?
Yeah. Actually, Brett Anderson is looking very good. He's a guy who's really struggled with injuries in his whole career. But when he pitches, he's great. And being on the Dodgers, you're going to get some wins. And particularly, he has 0 earned runs in his last 2 starts. So he's on a hot streak now. He pitches for a hot team. Go pick up Brett Anderson.
Okay. So that's tracking Chris. Chris Colabello, Kenys Vargas, Chris Davis, and Brett Anderson. Giving you 4 picks this week. So you do your own research at home and decide which one of those 4 or which 2 of those 4 are going to bomb. And which 2 will actually do really well.
Hopefully they all work out for you. All right, let's turn the tables here, Benny Korn.
Yeah?
You, last week, chose Andre Ethier.
I like him.
And what did I tell you, Ben?
That he was great.
I said he is terrible.
Okay.
And guess what happened? He was terrible.
I mean, how do you define terrible?
I define it as Andre Ethier's stats. 238 last week, 3 runs, 1 RBI, 1 double.
I mean, I wouldn't say terrible. I would say poor.
Fine. D minus. Okay. That's where I'm going.
Okay. All right. I'll allow that.
Because he at least had 1 RBI. Ooh.
Hey, he scored 3 runs.
Sure. Okay.
That's not the easiest thing to do. I have a couple guys on my fantasy team that didn't score runs last week.
That's true. He gets a D minus there for Andre Ethier. Your pitching was a little bit better, though.
Thank you.
Carlos Frias. What team is he on again?
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers. There you go. So that helped him get the old win. He went 5 innings, 6 Ks.
So that
Ks.
Puts a little bit of love towards your Brett Anderson pick. Stick with the Dodgers.
Yeah,
they'll stick with you.
Oh, it's a viable strategy to just play the pitchers on the good teams. So it worked out for you. Yeah, 5 innings, 1 win, 6 Ks, and 3 earned runs. He didn't get you the quality start.
Nope, 5 innings will keep you from the quality.
But that's okay. I'm going to give you a solid B-plus on Carlos Frias.
And keep an eye on him for future. He's still he's still a serviceable guy on the Dodgers.
So who do you got this week, Ben?
So this week, I'm sticking with my catcher love that I've had so far this episode. Carlos Perez.
Oh.
Catcher for the Angels. He's a rook. He's doing a little bit better than Blake Swihart. I will say that there is a chance that this could blow up my face.
There's a good chance, yes.
But I like Carlos Perez. I had a game-winning single in a game last week. Had a home run last week. He's been throwing out Altuve in the series against the Houston Astros, so he's got a reason for them to keep him as catcher. And I think we talked about Chris Iannetta being the worst overall player in the league from a statistics standpoint.
Iannetta has been mentioned way too much in this episode.
So Iannetta is who Carlos Perez has decided to take the spot of because Iannetta has been playing so poorly. So they're like, well, let's give Perez a chance. So he might only make it in 50% of the games, but if you see him starting, I think you should play him. Okay. But he is stuck down in like the 8-9 hole, so it's going to be a rough battle down there.
Okay, do you have any pitchers for us?
I like my boy Mike Foltynewicz.
Decent pronunciation.
Thank you so much.
I'll give you an A- on the pronunciation.
He's a pitcher for the Braves. I like him because not only is he getting the wins for the Braves, which is because the Braves are actually scoring runs, which we didn't realize that they would be doing, but he strikes people out. Mm-hmm. So he'll probably give up 3 earned runs. And he'll probably only pitch 5 innings, very similar to like a Carlos Frias. But he'll get you 6 or 7 Ks during those 5 innings and probably get you a win.
That's useful. That's useful coming off the waiver wire.
So you can't find that just anywhere.
No, you can only find it in Trackin' Ben.
Trackin' Ben theme song.
Whoa. Let's end the episode if this is where we're going.
I was getting all excited. Thank you. All right, well, I guess we're getting kind of close to the end here. Do you want to let people know about some 2-star pitchers?
Yeah, let's see here. We have a couple good ones. We'll stick with our trend of Noah Syndergaard because we have mentioned him in every segment so far.
I think it's important when there's a new hot take rookie that you got to mention him.
I thought you hate the hot takes.
I don't even know what I like.
Okay,
anymore.
Well, Noah Syndergaard is at the Cubs and then home against Milwaukee, so I actually like those matchups. Rick Porcello.
Hey!
You told me I can't pick the Red Sox, but I said, screw that. I love the Red Sox.
Rick Porcello's the greatest.
No, it's more about the matchups that I like with Rick Porcello. He's at Oakland and at Seattle. That's 2 great ballparks. That's 2 lineups that, well, Oakland is not a very good lineup. Seattle's mediocre. So Rick Porcello's a good play this week. Also, A.J. Burnett has been on fire. And he's got great matchups. He's at Philadelphia and home against Chicago Cubs. And lastly, we have Chris Heston, who didn't look great his last start, but he's looked good the season as a whole. He's at Houston and at Cincinnati.
And to give people an idea of who's hot right now in your daily fantasy, Bryce Harper was the best player last week. 6 home runs, 12 RBIs, 7 runs. Torii Hunter was just killing it in the last couple days. 10 RBIs, 9 runs, 3 home runs. Colton Wong also had a real nice week. He had a steal. Justin Upton randomly had 4 steals last week. So keep
they're running more in San Diego.
So watch all those San Diego players. In terms of your weekly leagues, guys that you can pick up that are playing really well, Carlos Peguero. He's only 2% owned. He was the number 12 player last week. 4 home runs hit last week, batting .286. Kenny Svargas, like Big Chris Walters talking about, 2 home runs last week, 8 runs. He batted .385, so keep an eye on old
Kenny. He's
hot. And I think there's somebody else I want to throw out there. Eduardo Escobar, only 9% owned, had a home run, 9 RBIs, batting over .500. So keep an eye on those guys.
A lot of names. A lot of juice for your fantasy team.
Marlon Byrd on the Cincinnati Reds.
He's flying high.
He's flying high just like the Blue Jays. Bringing it full circle. Hey, thank you.
Hey, thank you, BK.
I think that our intervention went well. I think you're going to...
Don't count on it. I'm hanging out with Mike Napoli tonight.
Wow. I'll tell Joy. For Chris Welter, I'm Ben Korn. Thank you so much for shipping up to Boston!